We are learning with Sechel Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the top line of the Amud. Amar Baram Duri Amar Shmuel Krumiyos Shalvach Tzelas Mutul Taltal Amud Shabbos. That means the threads that came out of a mat. It's Mutul Taltal Amud Shabbos. My time. What's the reason? Amar Rava Baram Duri Azber Limach Tzelas Good for the Maichazia. What's a Machtzelas good for? A mat for like a suy be afro to cover over the dirt so you can sit down on the dirt. This is also good to cover a little tenifus on the floor so it shouldn't bother you. And the Gemara saying is that the pieces of the machzelas, like we had before, shayla of shivre kalim amuksa not, and we had a machlekes the Mishnah, if it has to be me'ain melachton harishoino, it has to be the same type of work that the first keli did. That the original keli that I came from did, or it could do any malacha, it's enough. And the Gemara here is saying that it does the same thing that the bigger piece did, the machzelos did. The bigger machzelos covered the afar. This also covers the tenifus. And Taisa speaks out that even though it's mashma over here that you have to have the same exact thing like the bigger piece did, but you don't need that because you don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, he passed like Tanna Kamma, because this like Tosfos says, Rav Chamilsa Mefarash Shachi, because we really paskin that Cheres Ketana is Mutal Taltal, just because it could be cover something, it doesn't have to be the original Malacha. Omrav Zeir Omrav, Shiorei Pruzmiyos, also Taltal Meshabbos. Small pieces left over from Atalas, that fell off Atalas and left over little pieces, that's not, that you can't have Taltal Meshabbos. And the Gemara explains, Omrav Abaye, talking about pieces that were cut, they were broken up so small, the piece, that it wasn't even three etzbayis by three etzbayis, and therefore it's not royim, not ta aniyim and not ta ashirim, and that is why it's muksa. So a lot of Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Even if it's less than three etzbayis or three etzbayis, it could cover a piece of tenifus. I can tell me that's not the use of a talis, but we pass like the one the Amos says, it could do any malacha, it's not muksa. So the answer, that if you look at Rashi, Rashi says talisos, and the Rishonim say that it means a tal shel mitzvah. And the Maaseh says, a tal shel mitzvah, you won't use it to cover tenifus. If it's a 3x3, you can use it as a patch. Faniyim, we'll use it as a patch. So that's called enough of a cover digger thing that you use it for a patch. But less than 3x3, you have to use it to cover a spit on the floor, you wouldn't use a piece of a talus for that. Like a part of that's the two Gemaras here say that it has to be right to malacha, and by talus, we're saying it's not right to malacha unless it's gimel, because then it's right to be a patch. It could be part of clothing. Torah Rabban, Shirei Tanur Yashon, a old tanner that's broken into pieces, Harein Kachal Akelem Atal Mechatzah. They are like all kelim that you can be taltlam. They're called the keli. The pieces are called the keli. The reason why it says Yashon, Rashi says, is because before you cook in these tanner, the tanner used to be the oven is made out of earthenware. Before it's used once, it's not really strong. It's not dried out good enough. And the pieces of shards are not good yet. So it was an older tanner, so the shards already were burnt and they were good and strong. Now the pieces of this tanner, it says Fira Meir, Harikachal Kalim Hatal Machas, Dira Meir, Yudaimer, Ain Natalim, you can't metatle. And more to explain what the Machlekes is momentarily. Zok the Bryce of Aita, Hey Rav Yesi Mishum Rav Lezmi Yaakov, Al Shivrei Tanu Yashon Shatal Mashabbos. Rav Yesi said Aidis from Lezmi Yaakov, who incidentally always passed like Lezmi Yaakov, because his Mishnais are Kava Venoki. Like upon him, we find that he says over Lezmi Yaakov, he holds like a mayor that you can retaltal the Shivri Tanner. And on a loch of Al Kisu of Shein Sarach Beis Yad, the cover of a Tanner doesn't need a Beis Yad, which is machlekes later on in the Mishnah, if a cover needs a handle to show that it's a cover and not stam a binyan, to show that it's not that it's a cover, it needs a handle. We'll get into that Sugya Metzshem in the Mishnah on tomorrow's block. Back upon him, we have here Machlekes Rameh Rav Yehuda, and Lezmi Yaakov is like Rameh. Machlekes says, if Shivri Tanor, you can metaltal the shards of a Tanor or not. But Maika Mifli, what's the Bia Machlekes? Oma Abaya, Ba'isim Me'im Melachov, Eino Isim Me'im Melachton, Kamifli. Abai wants Tanya, it's a regular simple machlaikis, that these pieces of Tano, you can't use as an oven anymore because it's broken into pieces. So what can you use it for? To cover something. And that machlaikis is, if you need Rameya holds, that since it could do something, you can have talpa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since it doesn't work as a Tano, the function as a Tano anymore, it's muksa. And they go each to their own reasoning, like we find in our Mishnah, a machlekes or meir Rabbi Yehuda, if you have to have an aim melacha or an aim melach ton. Does that be the same thing it was doing till now, or anything it's doing is good enough? And hereby, the piece of Tano, it can't do the old melacha. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, it's muksa. Rameya holds, no, it's enough. It could do some kind of melacha. You cover a keli with it. That's enough. That shouldn't be muksa. Mask of La Rava, Yahaki, that's the machlekes, and the mifkli of Shiri Tano, lifkli of Shiri Kalim. Why do you have to pick a Tano then? Say any Shiri Kalim, the machlekes is. Does it have to be Mei Malach or Mei Malachton? What does it do with Shiva Tana? Why would we pick a Tana? Elo Amar Rava, if a Rava wants the Tana, that this Machlekes is an exclusive Machlekes by Tana, and it's a whole different Machlekes that we ever thought of. Elo Amar Rava, Shiva the high Tana Kamifigur. We're talking about a certain type of Tana, which we will see, is the Machlekes if this Tana is Tomei at all. If it becomes Tomei at all, and therefore you see it's not a Kli. A tanner, like Rashi explains, was basically a cylinder, a very wide cylinder. It didn't have a top, didn't have a bottom. They used to put it on the ground and then cement it to the ground. And that's how you had a tanner. Now here, instead of putting it on the floor and cementing it down to the ground, they put it and putting the fire then on the bottom, on the floor. Nostal Pia bar, they put it on the mouth of a bar, over opening of a bar. Oya Pia dus, a dus is also a type of ditch, just is made of binyan, it's built. But either, in any case, you put it on top of the bar and put it on top of a dus. Now, how is it getting held up there? The Nostal Shom Evan, you put an Evan in between the wall of the bar and the tanner to hold it up. And then you put a fire in the bottom of the bar, and that's how you warm the food in there. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, in Masik Milamata, Vunisik Milamaila, if it's tight enough, fit into the bar, that if you put fire under it, it will get warmed up on top, then Tome. That's Tome because that's considered attached to the ground. Mlav, but if it doesn't work by putting fire under it, it won't work because it's not close enough. The bar, the walls of the bar, are not close enough to the Tana that will warm it up, then it's Tahar. Then it's considered a portable tanner, and then it's tahar. We'll see why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a tanner has to be attached to the ground. We'll see in a second. Anytime the tanner works, I don't care where I put the fire, in the bar, top of the bar, it makes a difference. It's makom makom tamim. When my kamefigi, so what's the biyah machagis Rabbi Yehuda and chamim if this tanner that cannot be warmed, that's not so attached to the ground, it can't be warmed from the bottom, what's the machlekes of Huda and the Rabbanon? It says in the Pasuk that if a Tana becomes Tomei, Tana Vikra and Yutats, you should smash it. Tmeim. Haim or Tmeim Vilachem. They are Tomei and the Tomei for you. Double Lashon. Rabbi Huda Sava, he dashed the word Yutats, Mechusa Metitza Tomei. Shem Chusa Metitza Tar. It says only something is attached to the ground, that's the only way to detach it, you have to smash it, that's when it's Tomei. If it's not Mechusa Metitza, which means it's already portable, and the halacha is, it's tar. Xerus akasa. It makes no sense, really. Because you would think, forget it, something that's mechubar is less tummy. But Rehuda is saying, no, xerus akasa, dafka by tanner, it's only tummy if it's mechubar. If it's not mechubar, it's tar. Rabbanon sabi, tmeim yulachem, makom akum, it's a double lashon. It says, tmeim heim, tmeim yulachem. Teach us, in any case, it is tummy. Rabbanon nami exim yutats. What does Rabbanon do with the yutats? It sounds like it's mechubar. So, hula yidach yisa. He's using that drasha the opposite way. Really, Tmei Melechem says everything's Tomei. But you would say maybe Zaklamina, given the Char Ba'ara, maybe if you make him Chubal to the ground, Kugufa the Ara Tomei, it's like earth itself, and we know ground itself is not Tomei. Kamash Malon, and that the Tanner, even though it's attached, still Tomei. And that's what Yutats teaches us, that Yutats, even though it has to be Yutats, still is Tomei. Vidach Nami, what does Yehuda do, Haksiv Tmei Melechem, the double Lashon? Ahu can have Yehuda Mashmuel. Dom Rehuda Mashmuel, Machlekes Pasik Rishon. The whole Machlekes Rehuda and the Chachamim is only the first time if it's the first time you warm it up, it's not attached, is that called tanner or not? Avhuzak sheni, that means the first time you warmed up this tanner, it was attached in the right way. The second time it was detached to the top of a bar or something else, then it's tameh. Avhuzak sheni, feel tall with tzavah gomel. If you hang it on the neck of a camel, it's not attached at all, it'll still be tameh. And amu'ula, v'hesek rishu rabbanan, feel tall with tzavah gomel. Feel rabbanan, even the first time you warm it up, if it's hanging from a gomel, it's good, because it doesn't have to attach to the ground. According to the Rabbanan, the Tanner does not have to be attached to the ground to come Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be attached to the ground. Rabbanan does not have to be attached to the ground. So let's get back to Sefta over here. So now, this is Pshat in the Brayse of 4. It says, Shivrei Tanner Yashon, Harein Kachol HaKelam Tom HaChatz Dibra Meir. We're talking about this type of Tanner that's not Mekabel Tumah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbanan, it's Mekabel Tumah, so therefore the shards are also a Keli. But Rehuda holds the Tanur itself is not a Keli, so of course the shards are not a Keli, and Rehuda holds, especially the Erzakos of Utats, it's not a Keli. And the Braisa before, Shivrei Tanur, that has Vachlaikis, if the Shvarim are, Natal and Vachatz are not, are talking about this Tanur that's not attached to the ground so well, and therefore, according to Rehuda, it itself is Tar, so of course the shards of it are Tar. So the Gemara, yeah, Taisa, we're going to ask if he's there. Why say Yashon? The Dafka has secretion. It can't be Yashon. The whole Machlokes with the Rabbanim is Dafka Tanav has secretion. I ain't sure Taisa has a kasha. But Akbonim, that's the Chesed of Gemara. Maskevla Ravashi. So Ravashi asks on Rav Pshat. I don't understand. Yachi, at the mythical of Shivrei Tanur, if you're arguing with Shivrei Tanur, if it's Mutal Talta on Shabbos, and not mythical with Tanur Gufa. Argue by a Tanner itself, a full-fledged Tanner. How should Tanner Gufa Rav Yehuda have a mana? If Rav Yehuda, they'll make Kalachayim, we'll say, in my the Tanner itself is not a Keli, Shvarim and Boy, you have to tell me the Shvarim? If we're talking that type of Tanner, you can argue in this Braisa about the Tanner itself. You don't have to argue with the pieces of the Tanner. Elam Ravashi, Lo'ilam. So we're back to what's the Machlaikas here? First thing I want to say Machlaikas was if it's Me'im Malach or Me'im Lachton. And the Gemara asked them, why do you have to talk about a Tanner to be any Kalim? The Gemara says, he's talking about this Tanner. Rav Ashi has a Kasha, so why have to wear Shvarim to wear a Tanner itself? So Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, I love Gemara Mekara. Talking about the Pshat, the first Pshat. Talking about the regular good Tanner that's a Kali, and it broke it to pieces, and what's the Machlaikis, if it does Me'im Malachton Rishon or not. According to Ramei, it doesn't have to do the first Malacha. According to Yehuda, it does. And so the Gemara is where I cast it there, so say any Kali, why Tanner? Teretz is, they're talking about Tanner, and it's a specific Machlaikas, why? V'oysa Maisa Tapka. Here, this pieces of these shards of the Tanner, you could cook something on it. You could use it as a little, you put a fire under it, and you put food on top of it, on top of this little shard, and you cook on it. You could use it like a frying pan. Rav Meir, like, it was like a pan, like a, that type of thing. So Rav Meir holds, you don't need that. Rav Meir holds, any time you do any malacha, it's enough. You don't have to do any malacha in Roshayna. But Rav Meir, Dvar of Rav Yehuda Kama. Lididi, I hold, and Philip Oysa, any malacha is enough. Eli, the doch, according to you, Oydili, Mia, the Chaygav malacha to you. You should remind that Maisa here, since it does Maisa Tapka, so it's similar to a Tana, right? So it's called, any malacha in Roshayna. So why is Rav Yehuda hold Taka that it's Tahar? Rav Yehuda loy dami hasam hesekem b'fnim hakas hesekem b'chutz. By a tanner, the fire goes inside, and here it has to go outside, but like under it. Hasam meumad by a tanner. They used to cook, bake the bread, like standing up. It was attached to the walls of the tanner, like standing up. Hakal meumad. Here it's like frying pan. It's not meumad. Therefore, Yehuda holds that's not enough to call me'im lachta reshaina. Me'im lachta reshaina has to be more similar than that, even though they're both baking. But a different type of baking is not similar enough to be called Me'im Lachta Rishayna, and therefore it will be Muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rameh, it won't be Muksa because anyway he holds any Me'im Lachta is good, and he's once a time that even for Rabbi Yehuda should be good for us because it Maisa it bakes. So the Gemara, right? It said in that Braisa, hey, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishon Rabbi Yehuda, and Yaakov, Al Shivrei Tana, Yashon, Shon Tom, and Shabbos. First of all, the broken piece of Tana, you can be Talta on Shabbos. And number two, Val Kisuy, Yashon, and Tarach, Vez Yad. And on a cover, you don't need a handle. Amar Avino, Kemam and Taltina in the Kisi Tanure, the Masa Mechasya. These days, our covers are a Tana, Masa Mechasya, have no handle. They learn Beis Achiza. So how will I allow it to move it around? Kemam, girls, with Yaakov. We pass in like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds like that. We'll see in the Mishnah later on. Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Dibman Yama and Tanakama. So here we're saying we're passing like Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov that you don't need a handle for the cover of a Tana.